Hello and welcome. This is Diane Lake, your host, and I'm going to be sharing how you can understand and apply the prophetic through practical terms, practical ways, and practical means that make it relevant to everyday life so that you can prepare the way for the Lord's purposes to manifest in the earth. This is the podcast show, Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. Well, hey guys, and welcome to episode number 55. This is a Christmas episode titled, A Christmas Gift, Finding Lost Treasure. Well, it's always fun to give a Christmas word. And we are in, of course, the season for gift giving. Let's read James 1:17 in the New King James. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. As we enter the season of celebrating Jesus' birth, we can read in Matthew's account in the Gospel of Matthew that wise men from the east, upon seeing the young child, opened up their treasures and gave the young child gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Find that in Matthew 2:11. Without a doubt, in this season of gift giving, the greatest gift that any of us will ever receive is the gift of Jesus, God's treasured only Son, who came to dwell among us. According to dictionary.com, I wanted to find out what treasure really meant, and it defined it this way: wealth, riches stored or accumulated, especially in the form of precious metals, money, jewels, or plate. Wealth, rich materials, or valuable things. Treasure can also mean anything or person that is greatly valued or highly prized. Both the Hebrew and the Greek, if you look them up in Strong's, the word for treasure, so that's H4301 and Greek 2344, treasure carries a similar meaning of stored or hidden wealth. Now, this can be either material or spiritual wealth. I believe there's a window open this Christmas season to receive God's gift of finding treasure in whatever form that might take for you. All right, let's read Zechariah 4:6b in the New King James. It says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. On multiple occasions recently, I've had treasures miraculously appear after extended searches yielded nothing, and I'd given up hope on ever finding them. The most dramatic example of this concerns finding a special necklace that went missing when we moved about 2 years ago here to this ranch. This particular necklace is in the shape of a key, and it had been a Christmas gift from me to my prophetic friend and mentor a number of years ago. She once had a prophetic word that the Lord would use her like a golden key to unlock destiny. And the Lord did, in fact, use her in my life that way. So that necklace in the shape of a key that I had given her had special meaning to both of us, and she wore it pretty much constantly. Now, this friend and mentor was diagnosed with advanced brain cancer in 2017. And at some point, she sensed that she wouldn't be living on the earth much longer. She'd graduate to heaven, so she gifted it back to me. So you can imagine how distressed I was that no matter how hard I searched, somehow I could not locate this necklace after the move. Finally, one day not too long ago, after I had searched high and low in all the same places that I'd searched many times before, and I came up empty-handed yet again, I said to my husband, unless the Lord chooses to uncover that necklace for me, I will never see it again. I've searched every possible place, endless times. Either the Lord finds it or it's gone for good. Randomly, a short time later, I decided to dust my dresser top in our bedroom. And I stopped and I did a double take. I could not literally believe my eyes. There was that necklace in a dish where I keep other jewelry on top of my dresser. It was right on top, just as if it had always been there, except it had not. Friends, I told my husband, either for some reason the necklace had been invisible and the Lord chose to uncover it, or he made it appear. Do you agree? Because either way, it was truly a miracle. I was so touched when I saw it, I almost cried. And I am wearing it right now. I don't know if you can see it very well, but this is the key-shaped necklace that I recovered that had been my friend and mentor's. Now, this is not the only time that something like this has happened recently. I've given up hope on several things the same way. I finally said, either it's the Lord or it won't be. And then the lost treasure appears. Somehow it's found. I want to close by telling you, we have a good Heavenly Father, don't we? Let's read Matthew 7:11, New King James Version. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? I believe this experience that I had of finding my mentor's necklace is symbolic of what God is doing in this hour. That necklace represents unlocked purpose and destiny and a special anointing to recover what's lost. So as you're watching and listening, I hope you're thinking to yourself, what kind of treasure am I hoping to find, right? What in your life are you longing to find? Is it that thing, that sense of destiny and purpose that I talked about, that necklace represents? Is that what you're hoping to find? Or is it an object, maybe with sentimental value attached, like that necklace had for me? Is it something related to a business or a financial loss? Is it health related? Or perhaps you've lost something from the generational past, like an inheritance. Or maybe as you enter this Christmas season, you're especially focused or thinking about a strained or estranged relationship with someone that you love, or maybe you even have a prodigal son or daughter that wandered away and you're hoping and praying for them to come home. No matter what it is that you're longing to recover, ask. It is the season to ask because, as I said, we have a good Heavenly Father who gives good gifts to his children. And he wants to restore your lost treasure this Christmas season by his Spirit. Amen. I pray with all my heart you grab a hold of this word. And Lord, let it be that those watching and listening recover what they are longing for. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for listening. Bless you. And Merry Christmas, everyone. You've been listening to Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to our show and also please rate and review it on iTunes because your positive review helps us reach more people with our message. And please visit our website at www.starfireinternational.com. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter there. And you can also donate, read our latest articles, and keep up to date with all of our social media sites there. Thanks again for listening and watching, and I'll talk to you next time.